Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And today we are talking about fear. So to start off, I want to share a little story. Story that took place in my second year of graduate school. It was the first day of the semester in a required course called, I believe it was Marriage and Couples Counseling. And for some reason, I was expecting our instructor for that class to be, I don't know, like a sweet old lady, maybe with like salt and pepper hair, glasses, a lady that was like gentle, but also direct. This is like the visual I kind of had in my mind. And that was not who walked in. Instead, it was a 6 foot something, shaved head, ex-military, tattooed man with like a pretty intimidating presence. And for a second, I kind of like looked around the room, like wondering, am I in the wrong room? Until he said, "Welcome to Marriage and Couples Counseling. I'm your instructor. So he went on to tell us like some history of his experiences being in the military, some of his philosophies on life, which to be honest, were a little intense, but then he explained why he was there teaching this specific course. He must have seen like the look on all of our faces, like, are you sure you're supposed to be here teaching this class? So he starts to tell us like a love story, the love story between himself and his wife. And, you know, he explains how they met, fell in love, and then he starts talking about where things went wrong. And then the story kind of took a turn. They got divorced. But then the story turned again, because during that time apart, you know, he talks about all the work that they both did, a lot of internal work. And ultimately, the story ended up with them getting back together, getting remarried and being together still to this day. And basically, the intention of him sharing that story is that like the work that they did while they were apart and, you know, even like all the struggles and challenges and all the heartbreak that happened during that time, that is what inspired him to want to specialize and really focus on marriage and couples counseling. So none of this is really relevant to what we're talking about today, except that I wanted to paint you a picture, a clear picture of where I was when I had one of those, what I like to call moments of impact. And if you haven't listened to episode 0, moments of impact are things that I like to call like moments of time. They can be big, they can be small, where something happens that shifts your life in some way, changes the direction, changes how you feel, changes how you're experiencing life. And that's really what life is made up of, like these moments of impact that kind of send us to the next thing that we're going to do in life or sends us in a different direction of life. So back to this story, this is where I had one of those moments of impact. So after this intimidating ex-military marriage and couples counseling professor told this semi-bizarre but interesting story on how he ended up teaching this course, he said the thing that hit me hard. And what he said was, your fears reveal more about you than anything else in life. And as I sat there, like taking this in, I remember like first, like kind of internally challenging it. And I thought like, no, that's a pessimistic way to look at things. My fears don't control me. And then I thought about it a little bit more. And yes, a lot of my choices are made to move me closer to a goal or a dream or a desire. But when I really thought about it, all of those goals and desires, dreams, if you really peel them back, they have a thread. They have a common thread of fear running through them, which is most likely the opposite, the counter of whatever your goal or dream is. And then, of course, we have all of these micro behaviors and micro decisions that we make that we don't even realize are guided by fear. Because, man, I think it's like 98% of what we do, say, and think every single day actually happens on a subconscious, like reactive level. Like it happens before we've even realized we've made a decision or done something. It's almost like our basic internal programming. So if you think about it, fear really is the most powerful motivator in the world. And if you question that in any way, just look at what has been happening in our world over the past 2+ years. Just about everything most people are doing or not doing is charged, is motivated by some type of fear. So back to the story. Our instructor then instructed us to prepare to stand up and share with him and all of our other classmates and soon-to-be colleagues one of our deepest fears. Talk about rude, right? No, but it was actually like an amazing tactic because one, it was a great icebreaker and it bonded all of us deeply together. But two, it further proved his point because as we all stood up one by one and like shared one of our deepest fears, it kind of hit us. And it was a moment of like realization where we could, as we spoke it out loud, see how this fear showed up in our lives in different ways. And we were also able to relate and connect to what everyone else was sharing as well. So it was really powerful. And, you know, I remember when it came to like me and it was my turn, I was so like anxious because one, I didn't want to stand up and share one of my deepest fears. And actually the thing that I was getting ready to share was something that I'd never even given thought to. You know, we just kind of like move through life and do the things without really paying a ton of attention to why it is that we're doing what we're doing outside of a goal that it's tied to, right? We don't oftentimes think about anything deeper than that. So when I had this space and time to think about, okay, what's one of my biggest fears? It was, like I said, a moment of impact, but also kind of a little scary. So the fear that I shared was surrounded around time, never feeling like I had enough. And my biggest concern was that I'd get to the end of my life and realize I was so busy being busy or looking at the next thing or trying to get to the next thing or trying to achieve the next thing that I missed my whole life. And as I shared this, I began to see how this fear actually perpetuated the very thing that I was trying to avoid. And I had created this scarcity mindset around time. And the more I tried to protect my time, it was like the less I seemed to have of it. And in addition to that, the tighter that I held on to time that I did have, the worse things like seemed to get, or especially the worse that they felt that I felt. So I could continue on for a while, basically unraveling where I saw this showing up in my life, personally, professionally, in relationships. But hopefully you can see where I'm going with this. And the question that I want to leave with you today, and really it was the question that started this very powerful exploration and rewiring that I've been doing like on my own brain and my own motivations and ways that I try to live my life is this question of what fear do you have? What is one of your greatest or the greatest fear that you have? And how does that show up? How does that direct your life? Because fear is stronger than passion. Fear is stronger than your goals. It's stronger than your willpower. And so if we can understand our fears, we can start unraveling them. We can start challenging them and we can start taking back control. So today I will leave you with this challenge to sit down and ask yourself, what is one of my biggest fears? Where does this show up in my life? How does this direct me? How does this influence my actions or my inactions? How does this influence how I move through daily interactions? How does this influence any choice that I make? Really sit down and allow these questions, these thoughts to kind of marinate. And what comes up from that, I can guarantee you, will be not only enlightening, but it will also give you a lot of clarity and direction in your life as to what you need to be doing and maybe what you don't need to be doing as well. So I hope you found this episode helpful. As I always say, live a meaningful life. We'll chat soon.
Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.